Are you ready for your next winter adventure? Whether it's a stylish all-wheel drive SUV to get the family where they need to go, or an innovative EV to make the switch to electric, ChevyDriveChicago.com has you covered. With Equinox, Traverse, Silverado, Trax, and Trailblazer, you're sure to find the perfect Chevy to match your needs and lifestyle. But finding the right car is only part of the story. Winter weather is here, and your vehicle needs to be ready for anything. From oil changes and tire rotations to unexpected repairs, your local Chevy dealer is here to help. Their team of experts knows your vehicle, and they will make sure your car is safe, reliable, and ready to handle whatever the season brings. So why wait? Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today to find your local dealer, shop the latest vehicles, and schedule your service appointment. ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Man, I tell you, I just love doing the show. It's just like the highlight of my week that I get to engage and talk and inform and educate and have fun with y'all who are listening. Like Kelly is checking in on social media. Cozy is checking in on social media. Jim Platton is always listening. Jim Platton listens so much that he thinks I'm like literally talking to him. Like when I'm on the radio. And so in the middle of my interview, he has been known to just pick up the phone and call me while I'm talking on the radio. I'm like, Jim, I'm doing my job. I'm on the radio. And I know that he is really going to enjoy this next segment because he is a man about community. He was the CEO of Open Cities Clinic over there in St. Paul near Midway, where he provided so many people with an opportunity to get access to healthcare free of charge, did a lot of community engagement in that community, and was kind enough when my family and I were looking to move back to Minnesota, provided Sean with a job so that the transition would be easy and swift for our family, so that we could get those autism resources for our community. And for our children, excuse me. And so when I was informed about the 9th annual Central honoring Philando Castile, I said, let me get Adrian Pierman on the phone so Adrian could tell me all about this event that is coming up tomorrow. And Adrian is joining me now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Adrian, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Now, this is the 9th annual event. I wish that we did not have to commemorate, but you have done such a good job, you and your team, of making sure we never forget. Talk to me about this event that's coming up tomorrow.
Exactly, yeah. The event is threefold, celebrating the life of Philando Castile, who we lost on July 6, 2016. We're also, the focus is bringing the community together. We have community tables and nonprofits there, and just an opportunity to chat with your neighbor you might not see around during the year. So this is that. And then we also raise money for the Philando Castile Memorial Scholarship, which we've given out each year since the event started. It started actually in 2016, weeks mm-hmm. after he was killed. So it's 8 years since he passed, the 9th annual event.
And when people come out to this event tomorrow, what will they see?
Yeah, it's a community celebration out in the open, out in Dunning, parking lot in St. Paul, 1221 Marshall. So plenty of free things to do for families and kids. There'll be a bounce house. There'll be face painting. There'll be amazing live performances there. We'll be selling shirts and food to raise money. People can also donate. But then, yeah, they'll be able to connect with the various community tables. So, again, a fun, family-friendly, free event to check out. Out in the beautiful sunshine tomorrow, but plenty of opportunities to have fun with those in the community.
And you have just taken the tragedy of Philando Castile's death with this event and allowed us to share in the celebration of his life. I have some folks who are listening who are new to the Twin Cities, and Philando's name rings a bell, but they're not that familiar with his story. Let's go ahead and do our due diligence, Adrian, and talk to me about the tragedy that happened.
Yeah, so again, it was July 6, 2016. Unfortunately, it was not the first or the last black man we saw tragically lose their life on our screens or our phones. But yeah, he was driving with his girlfriend at the time and her child, heading home and from driving down Larpenteur and Falcon Heights, and a police officer pulled them over, and six or so seconds later, he was shot out of the, you can Google the full story, but yes, he died tragically there. And after that event, many of us in the community, many of those who knew him, who did not know him, saw that and were extremely frustrated. We had already protested, we marched, we made phone calls, we're like, what can we do? So the group of us got together and like, what can we use this both angry, sad, frustrated energy towards? And so it was a lot of social media, us making posts and seeing each other. You're thinking the same thing, I'm thinking the same thing. We need to get together and do something about this. So after talking with the then principal of St. Paul Central, Mary McBee, she talked about, you guys should start a scholarship or something. And so all those things came together with our first celebration a short few weeks after he was killed. Because we made phone calls, people said, yep, I'll be there. What do you need? Do you need ordinances, sound variances, whatever else, supplies? And from that event, we just had a lot of good energy that came from that. We've been able to give out multiple scholarships since, and we've switched around some leadership, but new people come and go, but we're still energized to keep it going for many years.
And you talked about the scholarship component. One of the things Philando was known for was giving. And I know that was an important part of what you are doing tomorrow for the 9th Annual Central Honors Philando Castile event. Talk to me about those scholarships.
Yeah, so it's currently set up to be one $5,000 scholarship a year. We're trying to get more educators in the community. Philando worked in a school, but he was not an educator. He worked in a culinary area, feeding kids and supporting them in many ways. But we're hoping to get more educators in the schools. We've given out, again, 8 scholarships so far. Many of them have gone on, graduated college. Mm-hmm. I saw one of our students the other day. He's going to be a senior at the University of Minnesota studying kinesiology. We had students who are her parents now, students who are off to medical school, so many great things. And that was with a one-time $5,000 scholarship. The goal is to continue increasing the fundraising so they can make it a renewable scholarship or make it a larger amount. We know the cost of higher ed is ever increasing, so that's why we're still going for many reasons.
Yeah, because I got one head in the St. Cloud State, and he's taking all my money with him, Adrian.
Yes.
I tell you that.
Understood.
But I want. I'm getting text messages. I know Charlotte. Her daughter is always looking for opportunities to be out in community with people. And you know, a lot of the parents and friends of mine who listen have mixed race children. You know, they are white women and they have black daughters and sons and they want them to be engaged in their community. And so I always try to, you know, bring people like you on to talk about events that are happening that they wouldn't normally know about.
Yeah.
And so please talk to me again about where this event is tomorrow. Give me the times, a website where they can get more information from, because I don't want anybody who wants to go to this event to miss out.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, coming from your a fellow biracial individual, much like our future president. But yes, it's in St. Paul. All the information you can find if you go to centralhonorsphilando.org. There's our website, also on social media, Central Honors Philando, and Philando is spelled P-H-I-L-A-N-D-O. So it's, again, tomorrow from 1 to 5 p.m. It's basically, if you Google Dunning or Tony Stonefield or 1221 Marshall Avenue, you'll see us out in the parking lot, free to attend, plenty of parking nearby to come on out. But again, all the information is on our website and social media as well for people to find. And again, it's called Central Honors Philando just because that's what sparked it. But the same as the Minnesota State Fair is not just for Minnesotans, the Irish Fest isn't just for Irish people. Just because it has Central on the name doesn't mean others aren't welcome. It is open to the community. We'd love to have anybody from across the globe to join us to celebrate his life on this Sunday.
And I would like to pledge to give $500 for one of the scholarships.
Thank you.
I'm just moved to make a donation because I want to be a part of the solution and not talk just about the problem. And I really appreciate you and what your team has done to keep his legacy alive so that we won't forget and that we remember in a spirit of light, love, and advancement. And so as I send my own son off to college, I want to peel back $500 so that I can make a donation to the work that you are doing. So I'm going to go to that website. I'm going to click on that link. I'm going to make a donation because I want to make a difference in the work that you are doing.
Thank you. We greatly appreciate it. The scholarship is currently fully endowed, so it's going to last forever beyond many things, but we're still trying to increase it to make a larger impact on the lives of our young students.
Well, I just thank you so much for what you're doing, and we will see you tomorrow out in community. Thank you so much for joining the show.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.